Welcome, everybody. Today, we are going to discuss artificial intelligence in hospitality and tourism industry. General concepts, basically. So, what are the objectives of this chapter? To provide basic understanding of AI, artificial intelligence, importance of it in the hospitality and tourism sector, the evolution of AI and current landscape of AI in hospitality and tourism, and future prospects and impacts of AI in the hospitality and tourism. AI represents a branch of computer science focusing on creating intelligent machines capable of simulating human-like behavior, decision-making process, and problem-solving ability. What does an AI do, basically? AI is artificial intelligence, basically a machine which is a human. So it's capable of human-like behavior, understanding human aspects. It's capable of making decisions probably faster than a human being, and it has problem-solving ability. AI can perceive its environment, interpret data, a lot of data, internet, and lot of data very quickly. It learns from its mistakes, it learns from its adaptations, it learns and adapts according to situations and data which is fed to it, or which it generates. And AI encompasses a broad range of technologies. Technologies which are aimed at mimicking human functions, cognitive functions. Typically, basically, reasoning, learning, perception, problem solving, language understanding, taking a huge amount of data and relating to that data, all is encompassed in artificial intelligence. Definition of artificial intelligence. John McCarthy, a computer scientist at Stanford University, he is also known as the father of AI. He says the science and engineering of making intelligent machines, especially intelligent computer programs, it is related to the similar task of using computers to understand human intelligence, but AI does not have to confine itself to methods that are biologically observed. Basically, what he means by when he says what I just read out to you, he means that an artificial intelligence is not restricted to human behavior, biological aspects. Artificial intelligence has got a vast majority of data which is available to it, and it can, you know, adapt itself in various different aspects, but it is a machine. Fundamentally, what it means is artificial intelligence is a computer program that performs intelligent tasks. But not only that, artificial intelligence is a self-learning computer program, like a human being is. A human being would observe and learn. An artificial intelligence interprets and learns. It observes and analyzes patterns and makes decisions. It does all the cognitive functions a human mind can do. It mimics everything. And it has a large range of technologies and techniques which it uses. The broad set functions associated with human intelligence are what? What are they? Reasoning, learning, and perception. So perception, reasoning, learning, problem solving, and understanding language. So these are the broad set functions which an AI can do, which a human can do, which now an AI also can do. So basically, AI systems can be classified into two different categories based on their capabilities. Narrow AI, which is focused on specific tasks. For example, an artificial intelligence which is only focused for delivering a particular thing. So in the hotel industry, artificial intelligence purely focused on revenue management, specific task. Will not do any other task. So it will analyze data, do reasoning, do learning, do perception, do problem solving from that data. than the general AI, which encompasses everything. Diverse domains. So that's your chat GTP and et cetera, which comes into the focus. Core AI technology and concepts, one is machine learning. It's a subset of AI. It's learning from data with programming, explicit programming. So machine learning models analyze patterns in data. And they give you interpretations of those patterns, or they give you decisions or predictions from those patterns. So they are supervised learning, unsupervised learning, and reinforced learnings. So learning, basically machine language is a subset of AI, which focuses on interpretation of patterns. That's all. And it uses a large amount of data for that aspect. The natural language processing, basically it is the interface between in the machine and the human. So one is the process of the machine understanding the language which I am speaking right now, English. Machine's got its own language to understand, and the language which I am speaking, interpret it in its own language. English, Hindi, whatever language. So understand, interpret, and generate human-like text and speech. So you have various chatbots, virtual assistants. You have language translation tools which are going on for a decade now. All these are part of AI. Sentiment analytic systems, used vast amount of applications are available in natural language processing. So core AI technology and concepts, and one other aspect is computer vision. Computer vision is basically taking a set of images or videos and interpreting those images and videos. I mean, deriving facial expressions, understanding those facial expressions, extracting text from the images, and other visual recognition skills which human beings have, a computer, now AI technology, also has. What does that enable us to do? When we've been hearing of research which has been happening for decades in self-driving vehicles, for example. What does a self-driving vehicle do? It uses technology to understand what is the environment around it, where it needs to go, where it is to stop, when a person is crossing. So it understands all those aspects. So that technology allows machine-driven vehicles. The other aspect is medical imaging. Those are also diagnostics which happen through medical imaging. Machines can do it. Deep learning. Deep learning is when there are multiple layers. Model complex patterns are established. And relationships in data. So deep learning algorithms achieve remarkable successes in various domains. We have speech recognition, image recognition, natural learning processing, game playing. Deep learning also works on different aspects in various industries. Key terminology and concepts. Understanding AI involves familiarity with varied terms like algorithms, networks, neural networks, training data, feature engineering, model evolution metrics, bias and fairness, explainability and sustainability. We will go into these aspects in the later chapters, in the later slides, where we go into depth of each one of them. So I'm not explaining them right now. Applications of AI across industries. So there's a diverse range of applications of AI which are being used in healthcare, finance, manufacturing, transportation, even in hospitality. For example, in medical, there are AI facilities which have medical diagnostics. It's been used for a long period of time. Now they're developing further. So medical diagnosis, now you can discover drugs also now. personalized treatment planning, health monitoring, all your Apple Watches and all are using giving you health monitoring. I mean, with a watch, you can and measure your heart rate, you can measure your blood sugar levels, everything which is happening now. How is that happening? That is happening. In finance, there's risk management, risk assessment, and fraud detection, all which required tremendous amount of work and manual labor, are now happening automatically using AI platforms. Then robotics. I mean, manufacturing facilities have been using them for past few years, and the more advanced they get, more self-learning they become, the more our manufacturing processes are going to be aligned to them. And of course, let's not forget e-commerce platforms. Digital tech content platforms are a huge amount. They're all now moving towards AI powerness. They're recommendation systems. So if you go into an Amazon, for example, and you have been viewing a few types of products earlier, they'd use all that technology to analyze that and suggest products which you may like. Now let's look at importance of AI in the hospitality industry. First, before that, let us remember that hospitality industry is a very dynamic industry. That's the first aspect of hospitality industry which everyone has to remember. Now, with time and age, it has also become a very competitive industry. So what is the most important aspect in hospitality is the customer. So customer experiences become the most focal point. The second most focal point is you have to be competitive. So your operations have to be efficient and within costs. You have to respond to customers. And with technology expanding so much in the last 20 years, and with so many social media sites, your need to be interactive with your customers has increased tenfold. So artificial intelligence, with the coming of artificial intelligence, a lot of benefits can be derived from it. A lot of opportunities will arise, and a lot of new challenges will come in. I mean, artificial intelligence is not only something which the hospitality industry is going to use, even the customer is going to use it. So artificial intelligence is going to help you serve the customer better, but it's going to give you challenges to serve the customer better because his needs will also move rapidly. So, which are the areas? One is customer, the service aspect, efficiency, cost, operation aspect, costs, very important. So, one of the most important aspects is data-driven decision making. Now, hospitality industry generates a lot of data. And a lot of data in various forms in various different aspects. So there is the human intelligence aspect where the people who are doing the service generate data. Then there is the software which generates data. Then there is all the social media sites which generate data. Now taking all that data together and giving decision making, helping in decision making. AI is going to be a very, very good tool to use, and it will create competitive advantage. It will increase scope of innovation, and adaptation will be faster in the hospitality and tourism sector than any other sector. So what will it enable me as a hospitality and a tourism business to do? I'll be able to be more professional in terms of tailoring my services to a particular guest, not to all guests. So each guest may get a personalized service. AI helps me do that because all the data which is generated, the AI is telling me that this person prefers this. So when I am talking to the person, I am already become familiar with the person thanks to all the AI learning. So it helps me do a lot of customization. helps me do another aspect. It helps me streamline my booking process. And there are so many resources from which bookings come from in a hotel. It will come from a travel agent, it will come from a call directly to the hotel, it will come by email, it will come by OTAs, online travel agents. All that helps me do that. And it gives the guest real-time assistance before the guest even checks in. So you have your chat boss, your virtual assistant, which will help all hospitality and tourism industry people to, you know, help the guest with your FAQs, with their questions which the guest has, help your guest with making bookings and all other aspects. So what it does is then it fosters that whole ecosystem builds into one, and that allows personalized experiences that create stronger customer and my interaction with the customer becomes strong. It increases my guest satisfaction because, you know, he already knows what I'm thinking. He already knows what I want, what I like, my likes and dislikes. And that allows me to differentiate myself in the entire marketplace. And that also creates loyalty. Now, in cost saving, how can AI do cost saving in hospitality? First of all, AI can remove all the repetitive tasks which I have. So instead of a person sitting and going through the entire social media all the time, and it takes so much time when you're a large hotel chain to, you know, generate it, you know, effective ways of communicating with your customer, personalizing things for a particular customer, AI will allow you to remove those repeated tasks. Data entry is also becoming easier because they all get streamlined. It streamlines their operations. Then because you've streamlined it, whatever resources you have, you're not spending their time doing tasks which are routine, repetitive. You are using their time in doing customer service and customer satisfaction aspects. One aspect. The other aspect is revenue management. Now, revenue management like this. So I need to, you know, this is my minimum cost of operating a room. I have to maximize revenue and occupancy rates to ensure that I go into profits. So what an AI allows me to do is to dynamically adjust pricing. I mean, I can then only release what for online travel agents I can. And also, you know, what will it do? It will analyze how much type of bookings which I get on a daily basis and an average from travel agents, from online travel agents, from my salesperson, and then it will do demand forecasting. It will try and maximize revenue that way. Then it will also suggest to me do revenue management in terms of what rates at what time. If 80% rooms are occupied, automatically room prices will go up. It will check with competition. So all that in terms of revenue management and AI can do for me. The other thing is chatbots. What does chatbots do? The manual workload of cast. They allow the cast to focus on customer service value-added tasks. You know, they will take out routine questions. Then you can do robotic process automation. Like in a kitchen, you can do your chopping and cutting through robots, for example. So what it does ultimately helps me reduce costs, business costs, enhance productivity, and achieves better bottom line results. The most important aspect for the AI, which I believe is going to be used the maximum, is to data-driven analysis, which allows data-driven decision making. Because hospitality and tourism sector generate a lot of data from lots of customer interaction, operation processes, booking systems, you have different softwares for doing anything, feedback from guests, all that data comes in. Normally what happens is that data goes through a report and the general manager in the hotel reads the report. Why this went wrong, why that went wrong, why that went wrong. Instead of analyzing in the trends which are happening and what actions which need to be taken for those trends. So that part which is missing in the hospitality industry is what AI will deliver. So it'll give actionable insights. So I've got 1,000 feedbacks from 1,000 guests in a particular month. I'll give you an example. Now, analyzing that 1,000 feedback and knowing my weakest point and my biggest point takes a lot of time for a human being to do. But the data is already there, available with the AI. So AI will tell me which are the actionable points. Which are the points where I need to make my focus in terms of operational processes, in terms of customer interaction. That is where the AI is going to be most useful for us. It will also be used for demand fluctuations, marketing campaigns, yeah, another aspect, and strategic planning. With the help of AI and the vast data, historical data, and the data of people traveling currently within the country, how much can I make my business grow? What is the strategic planning I should do? What are the campaigns which I should run? What are the kind of tourists coming into India? So, and how are we going to use that? And this is real time. I don't have to wait for analysis to be, data to be published by somebody so that I can, AI will learn automatically. So it'll enable my business to stay agile, adapt to changing market conditions. And will let me look at growth opportunities realistically, rather than I'm thinking that way. No. This is the data. That's the realistic opportunity which is coming to you. So and what all this does helps me do innovative services. Helps me take my brand. Differentiate my brand with someone else's brand. And because I am looking at realistic business opportunities, market trends are also something which I look at. So all those aspects are there. A lot of things have happened to create a competitive advantage currently. AI-powered smartphones, for example, which are now, every hotel chain which can afford to do that is already moving towards it. In the virtual concierge service, augmented reality experiences. All this helps me what? One is tech-savvy travelers will come in, creates a broader audience for me, allows me to reach a lot of more people. And it reduces my costs. It makes me, it differentiates me from my competition. When everyone is doing it, I have to do it better than everybody. And positions me as a business leader. One of the most other aspects, the biggest aspect is to changing customer expectation. Like I said, AI will also increase customer expectation. They will now want seamless personalized experience. Tailored to my needs. So AI technology, what will it do? It'll help me anticipate guest needs. Why? How? How will it do that? It will tell me what the guest preferences are. So it will allow me to personalize and go into minute details of what the guest requires. So the frivolous needs, the smallest things. Before the guest checks in, I know that the guest likes this type of shampoo. I will ensure that type of shampoo is kept in his room. Guest doesn't need to ask, so I'm anticipating his need. Those are small, small things which an AI technology will play a crucial role. But these small things matter in an entire guest experience. Imagine you go into a hotel and you have a particular preference for a particular kind of soap. For example, like an aloe vera soap. Normally, we are not giving aloe vera soaps to every guest. I mean, they may be a different, but you will ensure that the aloe vera soap is kept for you in that room. That changes your whole perspective. Now you're getting what you want without having to ask for it. This is a small example. Or when you're going to to the dining room of the hotel, and the host already knows that you only eat gluten free, so we'll suggest only to you gluten free menu. So that is anticipating guest needs. You don't have to ask him, tell me what are the gluten-free items. He already knows. So you're personalizing dining activities, you're personalizing it. You're creating voice-driven assistants in the room who are interacting with the guests, helping them, making it a memorable experience. AI's introduction has already sparked a shift in the hospitality. But the whole paradigm shift is going to be huge. It will revolutionize how service is managed. See, you have to understand the historical context. Historically, when the industry is second oldest industry in the world. So when it started off manually. Then it moved slowly to different kinds of technology. Now, today, software has changed, advancement has changed the industry. So, there's significant technological advancements which have happened in the last decade itself, which has changed the industry. Now, one thing that globalization has done is changed consumer behavior in complete totality. So, that has happened. Then there is... So all that is an evolutionary process. But understanding this evolutionary process will give insights into the adaptation, impact, and the future directions of AI within the industry. See, you know, we went from standing in long lines in an airport to check in, to a simple mobile check-in or terminal check-in and putting your bag there and just moving into the suite. That process has already started, adaptation. There will be further adaptation of that process. That will go even further. One day it will come when you book the ticket and you just walk into the airport, you won't need to carry a ticket, your facial recognition will allow the person to go through. You just land the bag at the particular counter, the baggage will automatically get tied and go. That time will also come. So early adaptation of the technology. Hospitality and tourism industry has a long history of embracing technology, like I just said. So, you know, like I said, we started with manual systems. When the telephone revolution happened and there were telephones, then the board was also manual. Used to you had a telephone operator who used to operate from one switch to another to switch to transfer calls. Then that moved into computerized systems. Now the adaptation of computerized reservation system has happened. The point of sale system has happened, property management systems have happened, and there are a lot of other sophisticated things which have happened over the period of time. Online travel agencies, there are a lot of things which have happened where you can do online booking and it will automatically come into the property management system. So all these have laid the groundwork for AI-driven solutions. Development has progressed significantly in the past few decades, leading to breakthroughs in machine language, natural language processes, computer vision, and other AI subfields. Key milestones of AI development, and such as creation of expert systems, neural networks, and deep learning algorithms, paved the way for integration of AI into various industries, including hospitality and tourism. Basically, what I mean by saying here is, last couple of decades, especially from 2000 to 2020, and this current decade, what has happened is technology has moved from introduction of Facebook to integration of everything. So now with the movement which has happened all across the world, and the technology has developed into a self-learning technology, and deep learning algorithms were created. Now it has penetrated different industries differently. And now with the birth of AI, it's going to have a huge impact on all industries. Now, there have been early adapters in AI, but there have been different challenges and problems in hospitality industries. So what are the early adaptations of the hospitality? Chatbots, virtual assistants, using revenue management tools, systems, which maximize revenues. So these are the early adaptations. What all these aspects have done in the hospitality industry is made it conversations between customer and the hotel a lot easier, a lot more personalized, and has allowed the pricing strategies to happen via looking at the entire gambit for hotels and for airlines.